next week at Rosehill Gardens for the winning post if you book in. The second bottle's available for $99, so you can really warm yourself up there. And, of course, the bottles of Moët & Chandon Imperial sold all through members in general admission areas across both race courses for the next couple of weeks for $99. Plenty on offer out there, Ben. Looking forward to another great day of racing and, as I say, building up towards spring.
As they say, Brett, people hang for this at 7.
And good luck to all the punters.
He still hesitates, though. Every time I lead him in, he's still sort of a bit unsure where I'm going. Good on you, Brett. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Crucial interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ. Brought to you by Tab.
Just gone 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. The best way to kick off your weekend is with Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And today at Randwick, we've got a soft 6, a penetrometer of 5.65. The rail's out at 12 and 10 metres today, and it's just going to be a nice winter's day. 20 degrees, fine and clear, bit frosty, but it's going to be a nice day to be there. As it is at Kembla Grange, a good 4 there. Eagle Farm, fine and sunny up there, a good 4. And Flemington, a soft 6, 17 degrees. And a fine day there as well. So that's the go with all the tracks. And at the moment, hardly a cloud over the top of Randwick. It's just a frosty start at about 7 degrees as it is this morning, but 20 degrees on the way. Well, Duff continues to enjoy his little break, and that means Ray Thomas is back with us now. I've just got to think, because I've got it right the first two Saturdays that Ray's on. Now, this is the hardest thing, because Ray likes wearing a tie first thing in the morning. And I've tried to get it right the last 2 weeks, and I've been very close. I reckon this morning, Ray, you're wearing a something light, something maybe a light pink.
Oh, I don't know how you do it, Andrew. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And you've done
it. Oh, don't tell me you're wearing a light.
That's
look
a hat trick, Andrew. Well done.
Oh, please. I hope there's a few of those in the ashes in a few weeks' time. Ray, what a week of racing news and racing we've had.
Yeah, you think it's a quiet time of year, Andrew, but is there ever a quiet time of year in racing? And we've seen it again this week, and I don't think anyone saw the decision from Racing New South Wales early in the week, the slots. Godolphin were hot favourite to get that forfeited slot of Damien Flowers, but then the news came through of Melbourne Racing Club, which was interesting in itself, and how that plays out now, Andrew. I guess we've already got 8 in the Everest. Of course, Chris Waller making his decision for his slot, re-enticing star on Wednesday. I don't think we'll get any more now for the time being. Do you think, Andrew? Because Godolphin can afford to sit back and wait. So can Coolmore. I know you've spoken to James Harran, as I have done, and he's prepared to play the waiting game. And of course, Melbourne Racing Club want to use the Scalacci Stakes a week out. So we've got 8, and now I guess we'll just have to wait and see who those final 4 slots will be.
Well, certainly James Harran's going to sit back and wait and see what he does. He, as he told our radio audience through the week, he's very much keen to get a local, maybe a horse that just comes out of the pack here in the early part. Yeah. And we saw those trials yesterday with Godolphin in that first one at Rosehill. They just bowled around. I love Davilius getting up the back of them late, but Elise is one. So Godolphin, I mean, which way do they go? Osborne Bulls is the gun, but Elise, James seems to be very keen.
And also Trekking as well in the mix. So we'll hopefully get James on just a little bit later, Andrew. But look, he must be really happy in the position as he's in now, because he has got a number of top-class sprinters that he can choose from, as do Coolmore as well. They may bring that the international flavour to the race with a horse like 10 Sovereigns. And if you remember James Harran in the first year of the Everest, Andrew, he didn't move until September. He locked in Red Zell and got it right. So, you know, he's played the waiting game before and nailed it. And it's such an intriguing race. And this is what I think the features of the Everest is that it becomes a talking point months and months out from the race. And this is one of the reasons, the slots, who gets in, who trades their slot, what happens to certain horses, etc. It's a fascinating contest.
It certainly is. 10 sovereigns, as we've learnt through the week, just off time form rating. Certainly the team here from Racing and Sports feel that he would be right in the finish of an Evera. So we'll wait and see what Kilmore do. Okay, so we've got a soft six at Randwick, a Penno 5.65. These are the current scratchings. Race 1, number 11, Strange Charm. Race 2, number 9, Jumper Leads. Now, in race 3, number 2, Dio Diore came out yesterday, and just coming out, number 5, Stella Seasun. So, race 3, take out 2 and 5. At the moment, race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 6, Attorney came out late yesterday afternoon, number 6. Race 6, clear. Race 7, number 6, Slow Burn. Race 8, number 8, Velocita. And in race 9, number 4, Grey Worm, 13 Designer Made running in Brisbane, and 15 Elite Legacy, 4, 13 and 15. And as I said in our first half an hour, Ray, certainly the scratchings of Attorney and Grey Worm changed a few markets late yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, well, certainly Attorney was a surprise. I haven't had a chance. I don't know if you caught up with Matt Smith yet.
No.
It was on Vet's Advice, I understand, so I hope everything's okay. He's a promising horse. No scratchings out of race 6 yet. Now, that's crucial. Kazula Saba is the first emergency, and he'll bring a bit of pace into the race if he does get a run. So we'll just keep an eye out next 24 minutes here, Andrew.
All right, we'll keep an eye on any extras that pop into the system. Let's go out and start our key interviews for your wagering day ahead here on Racing HQ. Gaynor Williams is the first. Morning, Gaynor.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Just before Ray talks about your key runner today, can we get an update on, well, it's named after Ray, I Am a Cool Kid.
he's well. He's well at the moment. He's ticking over nicely. He'll have a trial probably in about a month, and then we'll aim him to be able to have a start before September 10, before the tickets are drawn for the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, good morning, Gaynor. Of course, I'm a Cool Kid right in the Kosciuszko mix. He's one of the third or fourth favourites in early betting, and deservedly so. Gaynor, where does Healing Hand sit in your thinking, read the Kosciuszko? Because he's obviously highly promising.
He is promising. He seems that way at the moment, Ray. But in my opinion, I think he would be more suited as a country championship horse than the Kosciuszko. But I guess time will tell, and we'll just see how he goes today and see how he measures up. If he can take the next step, he'd need to be fresh going into the Kosciuszko, being only 1,200, I think. But Randwick track would certainly suit him. He's quite a big horse and a long striding horse. He's fairly scopey horse, so that might be on his side a little bit, but he's certainly not as I don't think at this stage, as fast as I'm a Cool Kid.
Right. Well, what about the soft track today, Gaynor? His only three lifetime starts were over summer, all on good tracks where he created such a big impression. He did win a Muswellbrook trial, and to the eye, that track looked pretty chopped up that day. It was officially a soft five. I'd be interested in your take on what the actual rating was, given we've got a soft six today, and how well Healing Hands will get through the going.
After Muswellbrook, I think he might like the going today. Mm-hmm. I don't think he'll mind too much. The track at Muswellbrook by the end of the day certainly was chopped up, and he seemed to get through that pretty well. So I don't think it'll be too bad for him today. I'm hoping anyway.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see how he goes. Only had that one campaign, Gaynor, and I think it's been well documented how you found the horse off the internet on a thoroughbred auction site, and I'm Invincible for $5,000 is almost too good to be true. But when he came to your stable site unseen, what was your first impression? Would it be, 3 years ago now, I think?
It is. I was a bit concerned because when we bidded on him, there was a bit of a concern when there was an I'm Invincible passed in for $5,000. There was lots wrong with him. And we took a punt on him as such. And anyway, we got him. He's not the best in the front legs, especially the near side front. But we thought, oh, well, there you go. That's probably the reason. Anyway, we thought at this stage, well, we've got him. And there's not very often we would be in the position to own an I'm Invincible. So with the way the stallion's going, so we thought we'll just keep him and give him a little bit of time. And he actually didn't show very much at all in his first prep, and I'd even considered selling him, and then thought, oh, well, we probably won't get much interest in him with the league the way it was. Frank sort of early days just trimmed him up, and we tried to sort of help the footer a bit in the mm-hmm. early days, and it's not too bad. He's not as bad now as he was. And, he went shinsore in his first prep, didn't show a lot, and I thought, the fact that he was by I'm Invincible saved him, really.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, the time also might have been beneficial because his summer prep was outstanding. Two wins at Dubbo, Musselbrook second to a handy horse in Sid's Footprints in between. That recent trial, outstanding. And Andrew, it's always a good pointer when a trainer can convince Greg Ryan to make the trip to Sydney. Gainer, did you need to talk Greg Ryan into coming down today?
No. Yeah. We offered him the ride and said, you know, we would love him to come down to ride the horse. Maybe the fact that there was only a race meeting at Corinda on the program for Out in the West today may have influenced his decision too. But I'd like to think, you know, that he's got a bit of faith in the horse. I think he has. But it's always good to have Greg on, and he knows the horse now, so we'll leave it up to him today.
Exactly. Can't wait to see Healing Hands at Randwick this afternoon. Go. I know you've got a long drive ahead of you, so thanks so much for taking our call, and we'll see you at Randwick.
Thanks very much, Ray.
Thanks, Gainer.
Thank you.
Good on you, Gainer. Gainer Williams joining us there. That Kosciuszko, obviously, it's pre-noms, as Gainer just said. The draw for the Kosciuszko is going to be September 10. That's the draw for the tickets that are being sold right now, $5. You can buy as many as you want. You can get them through your Tab app, or today if you go into your local Tab, you can buy them there. Those tickets will sell through until September 8. And then a couple of days later is that draw, Ray. So time's going to get away from us. Just don't think I'll do it close. And obviously syndicates will become a big player in this, as we saw last year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic concept, isn't it? And can you imagine if Gainer Williams can get two runners into the race? You wouldn't have a huge team out there at Mudgee. And, of course, I'm a Cool Kid's had the 7 starts, 4 wins, 3 seconds. Very, very promising. And Healing Hands, we'll see today just where he's at. But interesting comment, Andrew, that Gainer thought maybe more of a country championships horse, 1,400 metres next autumn rather than the Kosciuszko. But when it's worth $1.3 million, you've always got to go there if you get a run.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting. The market hasn't changed too much of late. Victorum is the $4 favourite. Noble Boy, $4.60. Fell Swoop, Matt Dale saying yesterday, yep, we're on the way there, hopefully at $8 for Canberra. They get two horses, two runners, Canberra, this year in the race. And I'm a Cool Kid at $9. And bobbing, as we learned through the week from Bernie Kelly, now training the horse out of Scone, it's at $11 as well. So that's around the Kosciuszko. A lot of interest in Healing Hands, race two today. A lot of interest in the run of Sir Elton. Will it continue today in race three? Adam Duggan's online. Morning, Adam.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. I know you're going for a spell after today, or a little freshen up. How is he on the morning of this run?
Yeah, he's great. He seems to be about the same as he's been before all of his runs. Nothing much has changed with him. His demeanour's the same, and he's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, good morning, Adam. And look, 3 from 3 so far, Sir Elton. Has been a faultless prep. Have you done much with him since his Randwick win 2 weeks ago?
He's just had a couple of measured sort of gallops, Ray. He's done a little bit on last Saturday and a little bit again on Tuesday. But he hasn't needed too much, mate. He's 3 runs deep into a preparation. So just some measured stuff, but no, he looked good to me.
Yeah. Adam, you could have claimed if you want. I know you've got a world-class jockey in Hugh Bowman, but you're not overly fussed about the 60 kgs, and you're happy to keep Hugh on for another ride this prep?
Yeah, for sure. No, I wasn't too worried about that sort of weight. Against 3-year-olds, over 1,200 metres. He's a big, strong horse. Carried 58.5 the other day quite easily. With Hugh Bowman on at the moment, he's got a lot of dead weight there. He's still obviously getting down to his riding weight. So there's no concerns at all with the weight.
Adam, you'll start from the inside gate today with the scratchings on Sir Elton. I know you think he's probably even better suited when ridden with a sit, but you just take advantage of that inside gate and just put the horse in the gun spot, whether it's leading or if something wants to take you on, take the sit then?
Yeah, I think you're right. Again, I will be leaving that up to you. Yeah, he can just sort of assess what he's going to do there, on sort of jumping in that first 100 metres. I know he's got Blake Sheehan drawn to his outside.
Yep.
There wouldn't be a better tactical rider than Blake Sheehan around, I don't think so. It's not going to be easy from that barrier. I think he'll work it out pretty quick. That's what I'm hoping anyway.
Exactly. Last start at Randwick, Adam, it was a heavy nine. Your thoughts on how he handled the conditions? I know when you win by two lengths and it's quite comfortable, it's hard to say he didn't handle the conditions, but I'm just thinking back onto a soft six and an improving soft six today, Sir Elton will be much more advantage, I feel.
I think you're right. I think this is going to be a perfect racing surface for him today. Although he got across that track no worries the other day, he was quite certain that he'd be better on top of the ground. So I think with the sting out of the ground, but better footing, I think you're going to see the proper horse today for sure.
Well, can't wait to see him. It'll be the last time we see him for a while, though, Adam.
Yeah, definitely. No, there won't be any changes. We've made the decision to go out after today. No one will be changing my mind.
No, fair enough. Well, you've done a fantastic first preparation for you. You've managed him particularly well. And, look, he's definitely the highlight horse of the Randwick meeting this afternoon, Sir Elton. Thanks for joining us, Adam, and the best of luck today.
No, I appreciate it. Any time.
And Adam, I've got to ask you one question before you hang up. You were walking a horse then. It's a beautiful noise when you hear the horse's hooves. Was that Sir Elton?
No. He worked at about 4:30.
Early.
Just had a light drive around, and he's put him to bed and had some breakfast. No, that was just a 2-year-old, actually. I was walking home then.
Beautiful. There's nothing like it. But the good news, Adam, you're a fit person. You're a fitter than me anyway. But you were being puffed out as you were walking, talking to us. So that made me feel all right, mate.
Yeah, I got to contend. Hey, I was contending with a couple of hills, so,
Well, you did a good job because I would have been cast. The horse would have been dragging me along by the sounds of it. Good luck today, Adam.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Talk soon.
Thanks, Adam.
Good on you. Adam Duggan there. How do you see it today? We've got these scratchings, Ray, and Stella Sea Suns come out of the race as well. So we're looking at a field of seven. Huey gave him gave his horse a great ride the other day. He just waited and waited, didn't he?
Yeah, he just looks very, very good, doesn't he, Sir Elton? And all the ratings boys around town have got him rated right up there as a potential stakes horse. Look, he's a real talent, no doubt about it, but I don't know if you had the chance this week, Andrew, to catch up with Blake Sheehan. I spoke to him late Thursday afternoon after he rode a treble at Gosford, and he's quietly confident about his filly in Sir Elton's race, Hortbury, on her. I hope I pronounced that correctly. She's very promising too. This is race of the day stuff, Sir Elton versus Hortbury on her. And as Adam alluded to, they're drawn right alongside each other. So a real battle of tactics between two absolutely outstanding jockeys. That'll be worth the admission price alone.
Yeah, for sure. And at the moment, Sir Elton, $1.75, and Blake's ride, $2.90. And that was with the scratchings that have come out, numbers 2 and 5. Stella Sea Sun is the only extra that we've had this morning, so we'll keep an eye on those. Let's go and have a chat with Adrian Bott. Morning, Adrian.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Adrian.
And, mate, I note that Racing's First Lady's back from a little break overseas. Gay, she's been out and about with clients and showing them horses and the like. She's back in business.
Yeah, no, very, very happy to be back. So she's enjoying it. It's good to be able to get away and have that freshen up that we all need from time to time. And come back much better for it, that's for sure.
It might be your turn soon, Adrian.
I'm heading off next week. Really, really looking forward to it.
Nah, fair enough. Andrew, any update on the scratchings? Because I know Adrian's sweating on Ula Saba getting a run here.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, nothing yet. Okay. Nothing yet. With 11 minutes to go here, Adrian.
getting a bit tight, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, look, Adrian, you did scratch him from the midweeks in preference for this race. I thought his last start effort at Canterbury indicated he wasn't far off his best. And if he does get a run today, how do you assess his chances, Ula Sabre, in race six?
Yeah, just thought it was a really good opportunity to get him into this race, particularly with the claim that we've been able to utilise. So he's right down on the weights, and with Robbie, who's riding such great form, and getting him in there at 50.5 kilos, I thought it was an excellent chance for a horse that's shown great improvement throughout his preparation. It was I thought there was a lot of merit to his run last start. It was a solidly run race, and it was a good staying test for him, and I thought he ran very well. So I thought being able to get up to this grade with that weight off his back and ride at the right at the peak in his preparation, I think he's ready to run a big race. I'd be really want to be able to see him go around today if we can get a run.
Exactly. He likes to roll forward. Tori Joy's in the race. We know she loves to lead. You'd be happy to just take the sit with your lightweight in behind Tori Joy?
Yeah, look, I think with that lightweight, we'd certainly like to take advantage of that and be positive in the run. But we took the blinkers off last start, and I think we saw a positive effect from that. He had been leading in his first couple of races, and he had a couple of tricky draws and had to do a bit more work than we would have liked. And as I said, the pressure was on from the outset last start, so it gave us a bit of an opportunity to just be a little bit more conservative in the run. And, he relaxed beautifully in the race and, showed a good turn of foot late. So he's versatile in that sense. But, yeah, would like to see him sort of probably a bit more intact than he was last start this time around.
And one of the more interesting runners today, Adrian, comes out of your stable in race eight, the top weight, Scholar Lee. We haven't seen him since May 3. He ran in the Warrnambool Cup of last year. So what's that, about 14 months off the scene? Why the long gap, Adrian? And what can we expect from Scholar Lee today, given that he'd won five straight going into that Warrnambool Cup last year?
Yeah, look, he hasn't had any major setbacks or anything in the preparation. I know it's been quite a long time off, but I think he really felt that preparation last time. It must have knocked him about because he came back, we got him back into work, and he just didn't quite come up as well as we would have liked. So we sent him back to the paddock and gave him a nice long break and brought him. He had a preparation in Melbourne and brought him back to Sydney. He's taken a while to come to hand this time around as well, and probably needs a bit of racing to get him back to that point with such a long break. But in saying that, we've tried to give him a nice grounding here. He's had plenty of trials going into this. Probably hasn't been as sharp as these trials that we've seen as he was earlier in his career, but certainly in the last fortnight, seen him sort of really pick up in his work. So he's a horse I think will definitely take improvement off today, and will only be better placed as he gets over further later in the campaign.
Okay. And before we let you go, Adrian, can I just ask you about a winner on Thursday, a debut winner for Guri, Battle Guardian. He was a street corner tip. Everyone was watching him, and he delivered and delivered with a real wow factor. He looks a very nice rising three-year-old.
Yeah, he's a real real raw individual, and we had him in Wednesday, and we just thought maybe the 1,000 metres there at the provincial might be the right way to go with him, just to give him that confidence, because he's a horse that's been able to do a couple of things wrong, and we want to be able to sort of go to a race where if he needed to make the mistakes, he could, you know, his class would get him through, and it certainly did there, although he was very professional, he did everything right, it was excellent. So I think he's a horse that's got a lot of upside. I think we just saw he did what he had to there on debut, but he's one that will get over further, and just another great example of the terrific horses that Guri are able to breed.
Absolutely, yeah. Battle Guardian rule the world amongst others who are rising three-year-olds. Sorry, Andrew. Yeah.
Now Ray, we can't let him go that easy.
Social element.
Because he might have a two-mile winner.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Social element there in the Queensland Cup, Adrian.
Yeah, look, really happy with this horse since he's gone up to Queensland and since his run here in Sydney. He obviously came off that campaign in Melbourne. He had a while between runs. I think that was a month between runs when he went into that last 3,200-metre race in Sydney, and I thought there was so much merit to it. He sort of caught wide from a tricky draw there early on and probably forced us to do a bit more work early in the piece that we wanted to, and he certainly opened up with some strong sectionals there, making a long sustained run, and I thought he stuck on very well considering with the amount of time between runs and the work that he had to do. So he's much better for that run now. He's really happy with what we've seen from him since that particular run. As I said, he's travelled up in great shape, so I'd be really happy with him going into today's run.
Mm. All righty. Well, that social element up there. Mate, I'm pushing refresh on this scratching page. There's an extra in race 9, but I just can't get you something in race 6, mate. We're just going to have to sweat on the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's looking a bit tight, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Adrian.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Adrian.
Good on you. That is Ray Thomas chatting with Adrian Bott. Alluvians come out of the last. Race 9, number 10 for Scott Singleton has been scratched. Race 9, number 10. Just before David Payne, Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing this time next week, July 27. We've got the big battle, three regional titles up for grabs, Australia v New Zealand. But, of course, the big one for us is the star-studded undercard, the professional debut of Rabbitoh Luke Burgess taking on the former Rabbitoh star Bo Champion in the Battle of the Bunnies. It all happens under the big top at Luna Park this time next week, Saturday, July 27. Tickets are obviously on sale by going to www.bigtopsydney.com. That's bigtopsydney.com. And the Bunnies fight, Ray, it's going to be a beauty, you would feel, this time next week.
Yeah, I was saying I thought it might be a mismatch in terms of size, but the tip is that Bo Champion can fight. And just on the boxing, I love my fights, Andrew. Very sad news during the week, wasn't it? Pernell Whitaker was killed in an accident.
Yes.
Just, I think, 50 or 51 years old. And I think a lot of boxing judges say he's probably one of the all-time greats. And yeah, very, very sad news to see a man cut down really in his prime, Pernell Whitaker.
For sure. Another one out of the last, number 2 Demonstrate's now come out. Race 9, number 2 Demonstrate. David Payne is online. Morning to you, Dave.
Hey, Andrew. Long time I haven't chatted to you. How are you keeping?
Well, mate. Well, I text you all the time, and you do reply. I think I texted you yesterday morning, I think, and got a couple of answers. But the last time I texted you prior to that was about Ace High, and the news is that he's going to be standing at stud in New Zealand.
That's right. He's at Richhill Stud, and he went over last week, and he's got a full book of mares. So, he's going to have an exciting time.
Yeah, well, good morning, Dave.
He's made it sound like I don't ring him. come on, Dave. I'm going to ring you. I can't ring you tomorrow morning. I'm going to ring you tonight and say good day. How about that?
That'll be lovely, Andrew. I look forward to it.
Well, Dave, the search is on, obviously, to find a replacement to Ace High. It won't be easy, but I know you've got an opinion of the 2-year-old in the opener, War Baron. His form so far reads 7 starts, just the 1 minor placing, but I think it was an indication of how highly you rate him, that you gave him a chance in some good races in the autumn. He's had the 2 runs back. He had 0 luck at Canterbury last start. He's taking on the likes of Mandela today. How do you rate War Baron going into this afternoon's race at Randwick?
Nice horse, Ray. I think for the future, once he gets over, you need even further. But look, he's going in the race very, very well. And, if you look at his last start, he should have been much closer to Mandela. So, with a bit of luck today, we can trouble him.
Yeah, he just sort of ran wide on the turn, didn't he? Took a while to balance up, but his last 100 metres were for our Sky Thoroughbred Central viewers. They can see it now. He gets to the line really well. David, speaking to you during the week, you always like to target the 3-year-old classics, and this might be a colt that you hope could measure up later in the spring.
We hope him, but, Ray, they got to step up. We'll see. We'll throw him in the races, but if he's not good enough, he won't go there.
No, obviously, yeah. And down to race 6, Dave, and Castillo, he's had the 1 run back now. He is a nice horse, and you ran him in the Rose Hill Guineas in the ATC Australian Derby in the autumn. He ran 6th and 7th. He was competitive in both. He was solid first up in that attention run race at Rose Hill. And when you look at Castillo, you look at his second up stats, it just stands out 2 from 2 and at 1,800 metres as well.
Yeah, and, his first run, he needed it badly. I knew going into the race that he was going to knock up.
He actually loomed up there half in the straight, Dave.
I know. Coming in the straight, I thought, gee, maybe I'm wrong. But that last 50, it told on him. But we put a bit of extra work into him this for this race. He's still not I'd say 100%, but he's close.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's in this time of year, given you ran him in the Group 1 Classics for three-year-olds in autumn, what's the thinking behind getting him up and going in midwinter, Dave?
Oh, well, look, if you look at his rating, you know, I said to the owners, you know, let's just go through the grades. He's a young horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can always look at the future races next year.
Yeah, and the prize money's so good for Saturday racing, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, 100%. You know, if he can win two or three, I mean, that's good money, and then we can spell him and keep him for the autumn.
Exactly. Well, two really interesting runners this afternoon, Dave. Ange will be ringing you tonight to say good day, no doubt, and hopefully he's talking about a winner or two.
Yeah, no, thank you. And Andrew, I'm holding you to that.
Yeah, no, I'll ring you. I'll ring you about 6 o'clock. I reckon in that time you'll be at the bar having a couple of beers, so everything will be all right after winning a race or two today. Good luck to you, Dave.
Okay, Andrew, have a good day. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, mate. See ya. David Payne there. We contact so many trainers, don't we, Ray, in the job that we do. Maybe they expect constant calls, do they? Do they think that we're going to bring them every sort of week?
To think we're fly-by-nighters. They get a good horse, we ring them all the time. We don't ring them when they haven't got one. But I know we say it all the time, Andrew. We're so lucky in this industry that we can actually access the stars as easily as we do. I know other journalists in other sports, they tear their hair out sometimes because they just can't access the stars of the game. But in racing, we're very, very fortunate. And we do drive some of these people mad day and night, but they always take all the turn calls. It's fantastic.
Yeah. No, they do. And hopefully a couple of those will be Chris Lees and James Cummings. We've got now the acid pump on them. Hopefully they'll answer our call over the next 20 minutes. It's just gone 7:31. Scratchings haven't quite gone interim. But at this point, Ray, there's no scratchings in race six, so it looks likely that horse of Gay and Adrian's won't be getting a run. Well, they've gone interim, so do I give them now, Ray?
I think so,
let's give them now. For Randwick, it's a fine day, a soft six, Penno 5.65. And as we've told you, the rail's out 12 metres from the mile to the winning post and 10 metres the remainder. So these are interim. Race 1, number 11, Strange Charm, number 11. Race 2, number 9, Jumper Leads, number 9. Race 3, number 2, Dio Dioro, and 5, Stella Sea Sun, 2 and 5 out of the third. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out 6, Attorney, number 6. Race 6 is clear. No scratchings. You would think the emergencies will be coming out there. Race 7, number 6, Slowburn, number 6. Race 8, number 8, Velocita, number 8. And race 9, number 2, Demonstrate, 4, Grey Worm, 10, Alluvian, 13, Designer Made, and 15, Elite Legacy. 2, 4, 10, 13 and 15 out of race 9. That horse, Designer Made, is expected to be running in Brisbane today. It was race 5.
Race 5, up at Eagle Farm.
Race 5 it is, race 5 today at Eagle Farm. Righto, let's take a break on Racing HQ. Hopefully, more interviews after the break.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion US to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Looking for one of Australia's most spectacular nights of Group 1 harness racing? Look to Blacks of Fate Queensland Championship Night, Albion Park, Saturday night, with the Clash of the Titans in the Group 1 Blacks of Fate Grand Circuit Finale, and the Next Gen Stars in the Group 1 Queensland Derby and Triad Finals. There's only one place for ultimate harness excitement this Saturday night. Blacks of Fate Queensland Championship Night at Albion Park, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Mum, do you want to hear something unheard of?
Yes.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Say that again.
A Bingley bonus gift card on all TVs 65 inches and above.
Wow.
Ever heard that before?
Yes, twice.
When?
just now.
Mum, this is huge. I'm going to be working around the clock.
That's unheard of.
A bonus 10% gift card on TV 65 inches and above from our huge range at the home of TV.
Bing Lee.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications have a fabulous filly. Buy a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and the Curra. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. This morning, setting up your Saturday out at Randwick or wherever you're heading to the races today. Don't forget today at Randwick on the New South Wales tab, there's a $100,000 Big Six projected pool. Similar for Flemington through Super Tab. And don't forget in Darwin today, Ray Thomas with us. It's Northern Territory Derby Day, and it's starting to really get going there with the Cup only a couple of Mondays away now.
Yeah, I've never been to a Darwin Cup, Andrew. It's a bucket list one. Everyone goes, says it's fantastic. Yeah.
Yes, no, please go, Ray. Take Tanya, and there's not a cloud in the sky. It's fantastic. It's beautiful and warm, and you just wake up, and every day's just the same.
Yeah, give me those 33-degree days every day, Andrew. It was pretty chilly this morning. Yeah. A bit Piccadilly out our way this morning when we left, I can tell you.
I will say, the older I'm getting, the warmer weather. I'm becoming a lover of warm weather.
No contest. The only good thing about winter is the footy. So that's
about it. Well, Chris Lee is hoping for success in winter today. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Do you like getting up in the middle of winter for training, mate?
Well, I don't know if anyone likes it, but it's what we do.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. Hey, Chris, just before we talk about today, we're obviously getting daily news around the Everest, and I think you told us through the week In Her Time had the first little gallop on Wednesday.
Yeah, Tuesday morning, Nashville Willow Road. She worked quite well. We're still a long way off resuming, but she's in good order as we get closer for a first up run.
And Chris, I know you're still keen on trying to get a start again for Graf in the Everest. He was competitive last year. And the old warhorse, Lou Ramone, who trialled nicely on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, he's in good order. He'll resume in a couple of weeks' time in the missile. And I'd be doubtful that he'd be taking up a slot. You never know as they get closer. Last year there was a bit of attrition as we got closer to the race, so you never know.
Yeah. And Graf?
He's in terrific order. He galloped this morning. He'll trial in a fortnight.
Okay. And just finally, Chris, in that Le Romaine trial, the winner, Delectation Girl, I think her name is, a Northern Hemisphere mare, had her first serious test in Australia. Gee, she looked sharp to me.
Yeah, she did. She profile's more like a miler, but yeah, she's pretty sharp in everything she's done so far, and she'll resume next week in the July sprint.
No, I look forward to her because she looks very promising. Chris, you've got a choice to make today. Do you go to Randwick or you duck next door and watch the Knights against the Roosters?
No, I'll have to take that one.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, it's an important game for the Knights, but an important day at Randwick. And you have scratched Stella Seasun, but you start the day off in race 6, Love is Silly and Mill Sean clashing. We haven't seen Love is Silly for about 5 weeks, Chris. Coming back a fraction in trip, but is that the reason for the long break?
Yeah, we just give him a little freshen. He done a good job of four runs and put three together. Stood his a rough chance of getting to a race like a Wong or Newcastle Cup. So he just needs that little bit of a freshen up. He appears in good order. He'll certainly improve off the run, but looks a race where there'll be genuine tempo, and I think he'll be suited.
Yeah, for a former English stay or middle distance horse, he has a turn of foot, and for our Sky Thoroughbred Central viewers, I just saw his win at Warwick Farm back on June 12, which there's a fair bit of arrogance about that, Chris. It was his third straight win. He probably could be unbeaten in all four in Australia.
Yeah, he can make a case for that, and he's quite adaptable. He's raced on speed or he's got back depending on the pace of the race, so that's another string to his bow, and he's got a nice gait today in a race that looks like they'll roll a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's a very promising horse. Mel Sean struck a bit of a purple patch of form during autumn, bit of a freshen up for her too.
Yeah, well, probably more hoping for a little softer ground, but mm-hmm. still soft six, but I'd suggest she's probably better on heavy ground. But she's capable on a day. She'll roll across from the gate and give herself a chance.
And then down to the last, Chris, long day, but Power Command, good mare in a pretty competitive 1,000-metre sprint, but this is sort of her trip and her last start effort there at Randwick in the November man race, albeit back in late May. Excellent run, and how is she fitness-wise going into this afternoon?
Yeah, fitness not an issue. She races at best a little on the fresh side, and these 1,000-metre races do suit her. I probably prefer it's that really soft draw,
mm-hmm.
But there's a few have come out, so providing they're making ground and out wide, probably where she'll be now. She's certainly a mare that could compete at that level. She ran well recently the last time we yep. stepped her out there at Randwick, so I expect her to run well.
Yeah, no, she's definitely a chance in an open sprint. And just finally, Chris, up at Eagle Farm, you've got a couple of runners in the 3,200-metre Queensland Cup, Saunter Boy and Dukan. And Designer Made Scratch from Randwick, is she definitely running at Eagle Farm?
Yeah, she'll run there. Soft draw there gives her a chance. She's a very fast filly, so she'll put herself into the race. And, I think she's got a really good chance.
And the two stayers?
Yeah, couldn't be more happy with both. I think Saunter Boy's come on. He's looking for the 2 mile now. We've added blinkers to his gear just trying to keep him a little bit more focused. And Dukan, he ran really well his last 2 mile run. Probably doesn't want the track to dry out too much more. Better form is on soft ground, but he's capable at the 2 mile.
Exactly, yeah. Well, Chris, thanks for joining us today. Best of luck this afternoon at Randwick Eagle Farm and next door when the Knights take on the Roosters as well.
Good on you, Archie.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lee's going through some runners today. It is interesting, just a couple of these races. Just listening to Adrian about Scolari returning in the winter racing, race 8. Travancore has got a few mentions in the last 2 or 3 days in this race for Claire Cunningham, Ray.
Very hard to beat. Been screaming out to get out to 1,600 metres on a big track. I know the rail is out 12 metres, but that's the reason for some of the field restrictions today. Claire Cunningham's done a good job with this horse. He was relatively inconsistent. He had talent, couldn't quite produce on race day. 4 starts for Claire, a win, 3 placings. He's flying, and he gets out to his course and trip today. Definite winning chance, Andrew.
And it is interesting just where they get to today. I just heard Chris make a comment they're going to get wide, but they're starting wide anyway, aren't they, at 12 metres?
Yeah, the other thing too, Andrew, and tell me if I'm wrong, but over the last few months, the word or the phrase track bias, you don't hear it in Sydney racing at the moment. I know we haven't had much rain, that helps, but we are into winter now, getting some affected tracks. But the tracks are playing particularly well. Even Warwick Farm at the midweeks, which is in need of a renovation, I think everyone agrees, it's still racing really well. But our Saturday meetings, Rose Hill and at Randwick, at least punters know they're getting a pretty fair surface. You generally think when the rail's out, they're probably favours on pace runners, but the way the tracks have been racing, you do your form thinking, well, fair tracks and back markers get the opportunity at this tempo.
Anyway.
Yeah, 100%. So.
Yeah, exactly. Ray, one question here. If you were Godolphin, if you were Sheikh Mohammed, and you needed to pick a horse to run in the Everest, would it be Osborne Bulls, would it be Elise, or would it be Trekking? Right now, as it stands right now.
No point asking me. We should go straight to the source and ask James Cummings.
No, don't worry about asking the source.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
I'd pick Osborne Bulls because he's bursting to win a big race, that horse.
Has he got it right, James Cummings?
Well, Andrew, I think that if Osborne Bulls is going the best of all of our 6 furlong weight for age sprinters at the time, he's nailed it.
Okay. Righto. It's so intriguing now that you've got a slot, but there's still a couple of people that will probably sit on the fence until very much late. Are you tempted by sending anything down to Melbourne to head towards the Scolacci?
I already had a couple of horses programmed for the Scolacci. It was described during the week as a watershed moment for racing in Australia to see that sort of cooperation between race clubs in Sydney and in Melbourne. to think that there would now possibly be a ballot exemption for a Metropolitan winner into a Caulfield Cup to further generate that reciprocity is unbelievable. I didn't need to take Avilius down to win the Bart Cummings for an exemption in the Melbourne Cup if I could have imagined he would have got an exemption for the Caulfield Cup, for instance. What does that do to our thinking in that scenario? So this is a race that continues to deliver. Every single week it's delivering more intrigue, it's delivering more positivity, and I struggle to think of any concept in my lifetime in racing that has produced as much, it's the goose that keeps laying the golden egg. We're happy to be a part of it, and if Osborne Bulls is the one, then he'll be the one for us. But I think outside Godolphin and Coolmore, there aren't too many people in the driver's seat to have, the sort of arsenal to choose from to head towards that race, owning the slot and owning the horse, and that adds to the intrigue for at least the two of us that are involved in it.
Exactly. And James, I think this partnership, this historic alliance, so to speak, between the Melbourne Racing Club and the ATC with the Everest, that must open the door finally for the Everest to be given Group 1 status.
Well, true, because it's up to the cooperation of states and it's up to one state not vetoing that decision.
Exactly.
And we'll see what happens when it comes to that. And while some might say that's not that important, for Godolphin and for our decision making, it has critical importance, and the sooner the better.
Exactly. James, before we get to your runners today, can we quickly touch on yesterday's trials, an important trial session? I know your big team weren't out to break records, so to speak, but gee, Heat 1 had everyone fascinated and watching Elise, Avilius, Best of Days, Hartnell, Kiyomichi, five Group 1 winners. Also, Rohirrim, who's a promising horse. You happy the way they all trialled?
Yeah, I was, Ray. I mean, those horses were all out to do different things and achieve different things in their own little way. But it's only July, and there was no need to get too carried away by yesterday. I'm just glad to see them get through it and pull up well. There's a couple of important little points. Best of Days got his barrier certificate.
Yep.
Able to use a course proper at Rose Hill that's in pretty good order. I'd heard that the A grass at Rose Hill had been well looked after, and that track came up really nicely for the trials for the other young horses besides Kiyomichi yesterday. So those horses are now on their way, and they've got a litany of options ahead of them. And without going through each and every one, from a blanket view, I was very pleased to see what I got the chance to yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's midwinter, but the spring vibe is certainly out there. James, three runners at Randwick today. Kick off the day with Singing Sand in the third. I know this is a step up for her last start win at provincials, but she was good that day.
That's right. And look, she's already a city winner for the farm, and if she's going to really excel and go to another level, I'd really rather see her in a small field here, back to six furlongs on a big track like Randwick, to see her do it. And she's a bit of a white ball off the red hot favourite, and hopefully she's got that big performance in her, but she's got some improving to do.
Fair enough. Gong's in race seven, comes off a failure at Rose Hill on a heavy nine. We're onto a soft six this afternoon. Is that the key for her?
Yeah, that's got to help. Two ago she won at Randwick. And she's run strong efforts at 1,300 metres last preparation. Looking for her to run the journey right out today. And she needs to improve again, but she's a capable filly on her day. And I think if she can run on into it behind the right horses, then she's not without an each-way chance.
And Taniko in the last, I think back to 1,000. I know she's had the three runs in. You like to progress in trip, but this is a sort of mare, I think, who's terrific over 1,000 at Randwick.
Yeah, she's run a really good race over 1,000 at Randwick before, when the race just wasn't run to suit. A couple of scratchings of fast horses have probably taken some of the sting out of the race, which wasn't ideal. But look, maybe that just means that Taniko can fiddle that little bit closer without being out of her comfort zone. And look, I think this is hopefully a horse Tommy Berry's looking to ride. because he's very, very confident that she's going better than her last start effort suggests. And track work tells me she's certainly not without a chance of picking up a win today. And I like the way this could unfold for her if she's sort of been ripping up the middle of the track when the time is right.
Yeah, definite each way chance. James, big team at Flemington. I won't go through them all. I haven't checked the scratchings, but Faistos, a horse our listeners would certainly know about, outstanding at Rose Hill last week. Will he back up at Flemington today?
Yeah, we'd love to see him get some Flemington experience on the circle. He's been there before, but he's a promising horse. He could even be a horse for some low grade handicaps in the spring, as he keeps coming along. As a 3-year old, to run for the Vobis prize money down there as a Vobis horse is also very advantageous for him. He looked in good condition when I saw him there. The day before yesterday, and it's a pretty interesting horse in that race. So, horse has had one start, bolted in on a synthetic track, on the poly track for
Killer Valley.
I think he could be an Ocean Park. I think he could be a son of Ocean Park. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the race will be an interesting one. A little bit conscious that he's going to get to a tricky position from that wide barrier, but definitely a promising horse that I'd encourage you to keep following.
And just one more, if I could, James. Can Organza finally win a race?
Yeah, I think she preferred to, race on that track, on a track that doesn't, rained on the day last weekend, and she probably battled a little bit around Caulfield. She should be better suited a second time going the Melbourne way. Those open handicaps have just appeared a little bit winnable lately in Melbourne. And we'd like to see her take advantage of that.
Yeah, one gate should get the lovely run. I think the mile suits.
For sure.
Yeah, look, James, big teams in Sydney and Melbourne. It was great to see so many of the Godolphin stars back at the trials yesterday. And you've had a tremendous season. Four to go to break the 100 in Sydney. So let's hope you can knock that off before the end of the season.
Thanks, Ray. Keep cheering them home.
Okay, thanks so much, James.
Good on you. Thanks, James. James Cummings from Godolphin going through their runners. Let's go straight to the scratchings for all of today's TAB programs now. Starting at Randwick, a beautiful frosty morning clearing the 20 degrees for Randwick. It's a soft 6, Penno 5.65. Race 1, take out 11, Strange Charm, number 11. Race 2, number 9, Jumper Leads, number 9. Race 3, number 2, Dio D'Oro, and 5, Stella Sea Sun, 2 and 5. The 4th clear, race 5, number 6, Attorney, number 6. Race 6, take out the 2 emergencies, 11, Eula Saba, and 12, Mansour Susu, 11 and 12 out of race 6. Race 7, number 6, Slow Burn, number 6. Race 8, number 8, Valacita, number 8. And race 9, number 2, Demonstrate, 4, Grey Worm, 10, Alluvian, 13, Designer Made, and 15, Elite Legacy. 2, 4, 10, 13, and 15. To Kembla Grange, they've also got fine weather there today. Fine and a good 4, and only 10 scratchings. Race 1, number 6, Arlington Magic, 7, Royal Anthem, and 8, Crete. 6, 7, and 8. Race 2, number 6, Crete, and 9, Unlock the Rock. 6 and 9 out of the second. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 3, Singing Sand, and 7, Bad Boy for Love, 3 and 7. Race 6, take out the emergency, number 12, Sea Grill, and race 7 is clear. And the last, race 8, number 2, My Zabrinka, and 3, Sneaky Fella, 2 and 3. That's the information for Kembla. Lismore, fine weather there. Now, take note, the track is a heavy 8 between the 300 and the winning post, and soft 5 for the remainder. Race 1 clear. Race 2, take out 3 and 4. Race 3, the scratchings are 6 and 10. Race 4 clear. Lismore, race 5, take out number 1. And race 6, the scratching is number 12. The Flemington, fine, and a soft 6 down there. The rail is at 4 metres, and they've got a strong northerly, which will be a tailwind in the straight. Race 1, take out 8, Aloft, number 8. Race 2, number 9, Tanico, number 9. The 3rd, number 3, Brunot, and 12, Vinsinger, 3 and 12. Race 4, number 7, Inverloch, and 13, Penthouse Kizen, 7 and 13. Flemington Race 5, number 1, Flying Krupt, 3 Gongs and 15, Vitani, 1, 3 and 15. Race 6, number 17, Epilot Prince, the emergency is out. Race 7, number 2, Tell Me, and 13, Renaissance, 2 and 13 out of Race 7. Race 8, number 9, Trabbing My Friend came out this morning, as well as 13, Tristano, 9 and 13. And Race 9, number 8, Tony Nicconi, and 14, Feared Eyes, 8 and 14. That's the information for Flemington. It's Tats Miles Day along with the Queensland Cup today at Eagle Farm. They've got fine weather up there as well. The track has come up with a good 4, Penno 4.3, and the rail at 6 metres. Race 1, number 6, Ligulate, 7, Princess Cavallo, and 8, Malahide, 6, 7, and 8. Race 2, number 9, Secundus, number 9. The third, number 1, Eternity, is out, number 1. Race 4, Eagle Farm, number 8, District, and 14, Countess Mia, 8 and 14. Race 5, number 5, Lucky Fox, 6, Metarea, 10, Elixir, 12, Moon and Joyce, and 15, Millie Will Party, 5, 6, 10, 12, and 15. Race 6 is clear. Eagle Farm, Race 7, number 9, Our Mantra, number 9. Race 8, number 1, Bergerac, and 9, Gold Ambition, 1 and 9. And Race 9, number 10, Diplomatic Miss, and 17, Dragon in the North, 10 and 17 out of Race 9 at the program at Eagle Farm. Fine weather there today, as well as Sydney and Melbourne. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's a soft 6, the weather fine, the chance of a late shower. These haven't quite gone interim. There's only, 9 of them. At the moment, the first two races are clear. Race 3, number 3, Toorak Smock is out, number 3. Race 4, number 2, Killer Valley, number 2. Race 5, number 3, Polar Vortex, and 7, Welcome Striker, 3 and 7. Race 6, number 5, Bella Valla, number 5. Race 7, number 6, Dalaquia, 9, Shakopee, and 12, Salach. That's 6, 9, and 12. And Race 10, number 10, Sir Johnson. Race 8, number 10. So fine weather, a soft 6. The rail at Morfordville Parks is out 6 metres from the 1,000 to the winning post and 3 metres the remainder. And for our Sky Sports Radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that program at 10:40 this morning. So that's the run-through of all the scratchings. Don't forget also today, it's Northern Territory Derby Day in Darwin. Of course, they've got fine and glorious weather up there. The feature race is Race 6, and the scratching is the emergency, number 13, Ask the Boys. So if you're looking at the NT Derby today, Race 6 at 10 to 5, the only scratching, number 13, Ask the Boys. Righto, Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us. American Racing about to be your forte, along with all the other previews. Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. We'll have a chat with Mark Van Gestel from the Stewards. And then, of course, it'll be Ray Thomas and Brad Gray looking at today's Randwick meeting.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications have a fabulous filly by a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and Nakara. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
It's Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 5 at Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Does your small business need new equipment, another renovation, a little more stock, or even some extra staff? A business loan could help. Look no further than OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 small businesses worldwide and have already lent over $10 billion globally. So for a loan to grow your business with money in your account as fast as the next business day, visit ondeck.com.au now. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Entries are now open for the 2020 Inglis Select Yearling Sales Series. In 2019, Inglis again proved itself the strongest auction house to sell yearlings through, achieving the highest clearance rate, average and gross for vendors. On the track, Inglis have had 88% more Group 1 winning graduates than their nearest Australian rival since the beginning of 2018. With world-class venues, Riverside Stables and Oaklands Junction, there's no better time to sell your yearling with Inglis. Visit inglis.com.au for more information and entry forms. Entries